So perhaps we can say Jesus gives us in this gospel the most difficult lesson, the most difficult commandment, to love those who hate us and to pray for those who persecute us. This is probably the most unique of the Christian teachings. All of the other do good things, the moralities that we have within us, our laws, within our faith, are found in most of the other world religions and even some of the simple secular humanist way of life, of avoiding evil and doing good and treating others the way that you want to be treated. But Christ calls us to the utmost. He calls us to be perfect. And so those two things we have in the gospel today, to love our enemies and to be perfect, they go hand in hand. Because when we look at the Greek word where he says be perfect, the word there signifies that the thing, the object, fulfills its purpose. It acts according to its nature. The microphone is perfect when it works. The light is perfect when it works. The human being, the human person, is perfect when we love. To love is what it means to be in the image and likeness of God. And not to only return the good feelings that you get from when someone else is nice to you. Jesus doesn't say to be nice or to be kind or to be tolerant. He says to love. And to love is to desire the good of the other person for the sake of the other person, regardless of any effect or effect in your own life. And we know, living in the revelation, that God and heaven is the greatest good that any person could ever encounter. So our actions, our thoughts, our votes, our decisions, our friendships, everything should be based upon helping that other person get to heaven. This is what should be motivating us as Christians, as sons and daughters of the Father. We must act like the Father so that we can truly call Him Father, and so that He can truly call us His sons and His daughter. So it's a good examination. How do we respond to those who are different than us, who treat us differently, who have different thoughts, different views, different worldviews, different political positions, different lifestyles? Are we motivated by love, or are we seeking just to be nice? Christ calls us to be perfect, just as our Heavenly Father is perfect. May it be so for us. Amen.